Most people have heard of Jesus Christ, considered the Messiah by Christians, and who lived 2,000 years ago. But very few people have heard of Sabbatai Zevi, who declared himself the Messiah in 1666. By proclaiming redemption was available through acts of sin, he amassed a following of over 1 million passionate believers, which was about half of the world's Jewish population during the 17th century. Although many rabbis at the time considered him a heretic, his fame extended far and wide. Sabbatai's adherents planned to abolish many ritualistic observances because, according to the Talmud, holy obligations would no longer apply in the messianic time. Fasting days became days of feasting and rejoicing. Sabbateans encouraged and practiced sexual promiscuity, adultery, incest, and religious orgies. About a century after Sabbatai Zevi's death in 1676, his Kabbalistic successor, Jacob Frank, expanded upon and continued his occult philosophy. Frankism, a religious movement of the 18th and 19th centuries, centered on his leadership and his claim to be the reincarnation of the Messiah, Sabbatai Zevi, and he, like Zevi, would perform strange acts that violated traditional religious taboos, such as eating fats forbidden by Jewish dietary laws, ritual sacrifice, and promoting orgies and sexual immorality. He often slept with his followers, as well as his own daughter, while preaching a doctrine that the best way to imitate God was to cross every boundary, transgress every taboo, and mix the sacred with the profane. Hebrew University of Jerusalem professor Gershom Scholem called Jacob Frank, and I quote, "one of the most frightening phenomena of the whole Jewish history." So Jacob Frank would eventually enter into an alliance formed by Adam Weishaupt and Mayor Amschel Rothschild called the Order of the Illuminati. The objectives of this organization was to undermine the world's religions and power structures in an effort to usher in what they considered a utopian era of basically global communism, which they would covertly rule through their hidden hand, which they called the New World Order. Using secret societies, such as the Freemasons, their agenda has played itself out over the centuries, staying true to the script. The Illuminati handle opposition by a near total control of the world's media, academic opinion leaders, politicians, and financiers. Still considered nothing more than just a theory to many, more and more people are starting to wake up each day to the possibility that this is not just a theory, but an actual conspiracy. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist, and I'd like to invite you to explore history, politics, and religion from a new perspective, an occult or hidden point of view. 1666, Redemption Through Sin. Now also proudly available in German.